USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's going to push many people out of work.
That's Indiana's Attorney General Todd Rokita discussing the coronavirus vaccine mandate issued by the White House, which is on hold as lawsuits from states like Indiana play themselves out.
It's not going to win any hearts and minds here in the Hoosier State, so we got to fight against this.
Rokita, who spoke on Fox News Prime Time, is Attorney General for one of over two dozen states that are now fighting the mandate. If the Biden administration has its way, it will mean that workers will have to get vaccinated by January 4th, and those who don't get vaccinated will have to submit to weekly testing if they want to keep their job. And companies that refuse to implement the mandate could face fines of up to $14,000. All three major indexes on Wall Street finishing in the red in Tuesday trading, and this is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website, look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Pfizer is submitting its COVID vaccine booster for emergency use authorization again, as the drug maker says. It submitted the request to the FDA so that all Americans 18 and over could be able to roll up their sleeves for the booster doses. It made a similar request in September, but a panel decided to recommend the booster only be available to a limited group. The latest on Friday night's Houston concert tragedy from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Investigators looking into the Astroworld concert tragedy in Texas are combing through what's left at Energy Park in Houston, which has been sealed off by a judge. Attorney Benny Augusto represents several people who were hurt by a mob of fans, and he says the scene they describe is haunting.
They saw lifeless people.
They're suing the headliner, Travis Scott, as well as everybody else who was involved in last Friday's concert.
Eight people died in that stampede, and this is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater, on these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A federal judge dealing a bit of a blow to former President Trump as he's allowing the National Archives to hand over documents related to the January attacks at the Capitol to a U.S. House Select Committee that's investigating that day. The ruling on Tuesday, meaning Trump will not be able to keep more than 700 pages of records related to the events leading up to and about the attacks on the Capitol grounds from the committee investigating it. The former president's counsel has already informed the court they intend to appeal. It's coming on the same day, as we mentioned earlier, that the January 6th Select Committee sent out another 10 subpoenas to some close associates of President Trump. Kamala Harris continues her first European trip as VP of the United States. She arrived in France early Tuesday, staying until Saturday, and then to attend the Paris Peace Forum and meet with French President Emmanuel Macron. Country singer Vince Gill and CMA Representative Alex Hall are donating $100,000 in musical instruments to school in Middle Tennessee, a school that was hit hard by flooding recently. The two made the donation to Waverly Central High School in Humphreys County on behalf of KHS Music and the CMA Foundation. The school lost all of its instruments for its students when it was overwhelmed by over 15 inches of rain from one storm back in August. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.